Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I got you. Uh-huh. You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you? Uh-huh. You try to sneak by me now, didn't you? Uh-huh. Now give me what you promised me. Give it to you. Come on.
Ain't no thing, cause nothing in the world of being number one. Okay.
I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting profusions of mouth, and it's not to Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, AR great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas poetic niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. I'm Mella Mahalo. Bay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Flexin', cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyro. Be away and no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. And they from Chicago. Murder cabbie of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Louis, you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high from Chicago. Big pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OIT power. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
Oh, yeah. Another Friday night, y'all. I don't know how good this Friday night going to be. You know, it's Friday night. And I'm going to try. But I got to find out or figure out a way for somebody to fry. We ain't got nobody to fry tonight, man. I got one person I can fry tonight. And that's that goddamn Leaky Leon. I'm going to fry his ass for having me fried last week. He forgot who got the grease in the pot. Yes, sir. But we're going to try to get something going here. I'm really not in all that negative shit. There's been a lot of negative shit going on the back line. I don't want to bring it here. So if we start with that bullshit, people want to fight and all that kind of shit, and threatening each other, grown motherfucking men. These motherfuckers bipolar. One minute you can bullshit with them. They bullshit with you. Then the next thing you look around, they want to fight. Man, these motherfuckers dysfunctional, man. And sooner or later, somebody going to step up and try to do what they say they're going to do. One motherfucking thing you don't know is how it's going to end. Who's going to come out on top? It's just like a race. You think you can win, but you don't always win. So we need to stop all this bullshit. Know who you can bullshit with. You know, because it's all about having fun. So I can understand the bullshit. We can do the bullshit, but you gotta know your personnel. Because ain't no grown man gonna let no another grown man put his hand on him and not try to kill him. That ain't gonna happen too often. So we need to stop with the threats and wanting to fight and all that silly shit. You talk to a person, sometimes you know you don't do it with people and they don't like it. Stop all the bitches and hoes and all that shit, you know. You don't talk about racing or joking. It ain't got to be all that, because I don't want to be a part of that shit. I don't want to be around. I know how fast it can change. I know how fast it can go south. So we need to stop it. We need to stop that shit. We really do. You go out there, if you do win the fight, you might have no intention on killing the person. You end up killing them. Now your dumb ass gone in jail. Dang, you worked so hard for to live for all your life. It's just out there. A murder case ain't no fucking joke. So, everybody keep on playing bad. Chicago motherfuckers, y'all tough. Going around shooting state troopers and shit, shooting up people's houses. This is the dumbest shit I ever seen in my life. All the shit that's going on now today. Oh, shit, Peachy Boy, my cousin, I'm going to talk about.
What up, man?
What's up, Peachy Boy?
I'm listening to you tell the truth. Nothing much, baby. I'm listening to you tell the truth.
Hey, Peachy Boy, it's sad, man. It's sad.
Yeah, it is. It is.
This ain't got to be this way,
man. But hey, we got a lot of good people, bro.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Some people don't know the value of life. Hey, people don't know the value of life until they did, huh?
But you want to hit me again? I don't know.
I'm going now, B.
Actually, I'm trying to find some more news on it, but I was just told the guy killed himself. But what I'm being told is... I'm being told the guy killed himself. It's his assessment.
Another suicide.
That's what I was just told.
Yeah, we're going to get
just over there.
Well,
yeah, well, them motherfuckers just
loose. If that be so, Big Eddie, if that be so, you hate it. Yeah, I don't like to use the word, but you strongly dislike it. But it worked out better that it came out, because now a lot of innocent bystanders won't get snatched off the street, beat their brakes off, and somewhere falsely accused.
Now, when one of them
get shot, they're going to do something about that because one of them.
Man, they're going to get crazy.
Somebody's gonna be the guilty party.
Yeah. Because I saw his mother, so you're definitely a black man. The trooper.
Yeah.
The problem I had with it, why you want to go on the expressway and do it and tie traffic up like that, you know, there's nothing in the world take my own life.
No, but look.
AD, it's a lot of them motherfuckers that's sick. Sick just like everybody else, man. That's why they do what they
human.
Doing. They don't
They're
see.
Human.
That's right. They're human. They sick just like everybody
else. You know what,
Big
Eddie? You know, after a couple of point in time where you just, I don't believe in giving up, but I will give in. But there come a point in time where you have to just give in sometimes. Because, you know, I have, for several years, I've begged guys on these shows to stop doing what they're doing, because you don't know what that man went through last night, this morning, at the very moment that you attacking with your mouth. And I've said a zillion times, stop lying. Saying words don't hurt, because they do. Because my Lord and Savior can't lie. You know, his words said words can kill, so they do hurt. If they can kill you, they hurt you. I ain't never seen no one get killed because it hurt. But, you know, they keep doing it. They're not going to stop. And I hope and pray that never happened, but I'm dumb enough to know that one day someone will get physically hurt over the mouth.
You're
going to look
at
it.
It's a breaking point in everything. It's a breaking point.
If Jesus had a breaking point, and man, no, he has one. Jesus got something. He flipped the table on me and whooped him out the church. So he can't tell me. And then the Bible goes on to tell man to get angry. He says, sin not, but get angry, because he knows you're going to do it. So all I'm simply saying is I wish I'm just one man. Like I said, I don't give in, but I will give up. But there's a lot of things that go on in the game. But I wish would stop. I can show y'all. But they're trying to right here and say, man, we just playing. Grown men don't play all the time. They just don't. Yeah. They really don't. And it's not that it should stop. But come on, Reese.
But listen, you got to understand. When we went to school, they always told you everything we learn is going to be part of our life. First of all, you got to stop and point to everything. You got a period at every sentence and a question mark or exclamation point. You keep playing them damn games, you're going to get that period. When you get to that period, it's over. And see, they playing the right game with each other, but some people don't play. Then it's going to be over. You know, see what they doing now? When somebody get hurt, everybody's going to be the exact word out of their mouth. Damn, that shouldn't happen. I keep telling everybody it's funny. It's all amusable, funny, until somebody get hurt. Then everybody puts their opinion after somebody get fucked up.
This is true.
Because, like you said, we all play too much, and we don't know when to stop. But it's a stopping point to everything we do in our life. And when you get to it, don't be mad now. It's gonna hurt.
This is true. And see, here's the thing. First thing they said, well, get off the show. You shouldn't be over here. You got to have thick skin to be over here. No, that's not true. You have to have thick skin to be a girl. You got to have to be over here on this morning show is a war to hear people talk about drag racing. That's what it's supposed to be about. Not talk about each other all day long.
We talk about
that's why the problem is, what it is,
people get to talking about their personal shit, somebody else's personal shit, because they ain't minding their business, and then they kick off. That's when the show begins.
Every man walking, like you said, has a breaking point, and there are certain points in your life you will come into a crossroad. And when you come on that crossroad, if the wrong person cross you at that road, they might get crossed.
They get crossed.
They catch that period. Exactly. But like I said, you wind down again. I've been riding racing all my life. So I'm 16 years old, man, 14. I'm probably 16 years old. I've never seen it this bad. Yes, man. It's way less racing and way too much mess talking. And it's too much mess talking not to have more racing than what you have. When we was going up, when I was coming up in the streets, we talked trash to each other, but we've raced. Yep. All this trash talking now stops racing.
D, you looking at life from the wrong end.
You're the H, man.
D, you're looking at life wrong. The shit that you see going on in the real world, period, is shit you never seen before. So what makes you think we're exempt from it? What you think we're exempt from it because we racist? No. The same people that you see doing dumb shit now is some of the same people you see that's doing the dumb shit in real life. So we're not exempt. We got to take the bitter with the sweet. It's going to happen, D. You just got to know how to weed it out, man.
Listen,
you're smart enough to weed it out.
What causes this to be the way it is? And I can only think of a few things. That's a combination. It's a deadly combination. First of all, they stopped trying to do anything about mental health. So you got a bunch of crazy motherfuckers already running around that their minds don't see clear. Then they mix it with all these fucking chemical drugs and shit that they got. And that ain't nothing but a goddamn it, nitroglycerin. Motherfuckers walk around kicking time bombs, man.
Listen. You give the people what they want. They gave them what they want. They want to do drugs, they made drugs legal for. Certain drugs is legal for. So they asked for it. They got it. Now we got to deal with the bullshit.
Right.
Niggas up there trying to make their own shit. They growing their own weed, but they don't want to buy it from them people. Hey, man,
all
the shit they doing
shit,
that, they don't fucking their stuff up. Well, you don't know what they're mixing and spraying some shit. So, yeah, they retarded. It's going to happen. So don't act like you listen. Don't act like y'all don't know what's going on in this world. This world is fucked up and stuck in the middle of it. Now, you got to know how to deal with it cautiously. You got to know what you want to be indulged with and what you don't. You know what affects you and what don't affect you. Stay the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Simple shit. You can't stop me from doing whatever the fuck they want to do.
Believe it or not, you can't always stay out of trouble.
Yes, you can.
You can't always stay out of trouble. I had a job once proposed to me, and I didn't take the job because the guy asked me was all accident convinced, and I said no. He said wrong answer. I said no, right answer. Some accidents can't be prevented. And I say that to say the same thing I said. at some point in time, you can't duck trouble. You have to try to see it before you get there and don't go there. If you in the vicinity of trouble, sometime it will find you and you have no intention of being involved and you did nothing. It's called being in the wrong place at the right time or the right place at the wrong time. How does it go?
Yes,
but
sir.
Sometimes you can't go.
Understand that. But when two other people in some bullshit, your comments don't do nothing but put fuel on the fire. You niggas stop.
See, but you know what I've seen? I've seen this happen, man. I've seen two people argue, and one looked at another guy and just out of the blue and said, I don't like you neither, and slapped him. And that is fight style.
There you go.
The man wasn't doing anything. The man had opened his mouth. He just looked and said, I don't like you neither.
Right, but all he had to do is keep it moving. It wasn't concerning him. All he had to do was get the fuck on.
Why would he get on when he wasn't bothering nobody? He was just standing around like everybody else was.
This is what I mean, D. Listen, D. Listen. They down there fighting on the corner of your block. And I come down there and say, D, they fighting on the corner of your block.
I can see him not going down there. But that's understandable. Those I presume
you see two people fight, you walk off. Nowadays fights come with bullets. They get to fight and leave. Walk off. Why get shot?
Those are preventable incidents. You are correct. But when I say sometimes you can't prevent it, it's just like cooking. You didn't intend to burn yourself, but you know that I burnt myself. It wasn't intentional. It happens.
See, that's what's wrong with all of us right now.
It's funny.
We all have excuses.
Some incidents cannot be prevented.
Hey, D, it's funny how you mentioned about that accident because I had the same question asked of me when I was at the post office driving. And a lady ran into the back of my truck sitting in the middle of traffic. I couldn't move. All of a sudden, I felt boom. And the man asked me, what could I have done to prevent that accident?
I stayed at home when I'd been there.
And that was a good answer. Now you said the right answer.
He said, that's the wrong answer. He told just like you told me. Told me that's the wrong answer. I said, well, shoot, I don't know what else I could have done.
You could have said just the
day off. But priest, all I really need to take a day off was to prevent the accident. I got to know it's going to be an accident or to take a day off.
There you go.
I didn't know it was going to be an accident. I'm sitting there red light, a car in front of me, a car on both sides of me. I can't go anywhere. She jammed me from behind. Some accidents are not preventable.
But, D, this is what I mean by when I'm getting that, D. I understand what y'all saying. I feel y'all 100%. But you see two Negroes about to act a fool, getting in a fight. You know what we all do? We clap the shit. Go for it. But all we have to do is get the fuck out the way. But all we got to do is get the fuck out the way. Listen, 9 out of 10. Can I tell you how fights really get started? A real fight that kick off is usually instigated. Because them two motherfuckers want to fight, they've been stopped. Fuck out of each other. But if you keep putting yeast on that motherfucker, sooner or later,
it's going to blaze up.
On his back.
Yeah. But you can find some people out here, man, they leave home with BS on their mind. You be at the wrong place at the right time, or like I said, the right place at the wrong time, how you want to word it.
But listen, D, what I keep telling y'all know, listen, I told y'all 100 times a long time ago, know your personnel. You know these two motherfuckers ain't going to bust a grape in Western backyard. You can crack all the jokes in the world. But if it's one motherfucker unstable, if you know this motherfucker unstable, shut the fuck up. Somebody going to get killed.
Leave the fuck alone. Back off
but
of
it's ha-ha.
That's what
it's,
I do,
it's
man.
It's ha-ha. What the fuck happened?
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're talking to somebody and bullshit with them. All of a sudden, one day, you're fucking with them, and they explosion come out. And I mean, not fucking with no bad way, cussing them out, calling them no name and all that shit. All of a sudden they explode and they do it time and time again. It's time to get away from that motherfucker.
Listen, ain't no time and time again. They got one ticket to the show. This is what I mean. The first time a motherfucker jump on you and change the program and he be playing with you and you was playing with him and he changed, don't fuck with him at all.
Yeah.
But no, a motherfucker keep running back to that same motherfucking car crash, doing the same shit with the same person. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Either y'all kiss and make up and never fuck with each other again. That's the way life is, man.
Yeah.
But everybody want to kiss a nigga ass or kiss somebody ass to be their friend. Fuck them. When you die, you go in that motherfucker casket cemetery alone. When you came out that womb, you came in this motherfucker alone. You don't have to kiss somebody ass to be your friend. Go on, find something else to do. Because if you don't, you're going to get fucked up sooner or later. Trouble is easy to get in and hard as fuck to get out of.
Hard as hell to get out of.
And I don't give a fuck what you got. You don't got enough money to get out of it, as I tell you.
That's all.
You cannot get out of everything because you got a couple dollars. What you can do is get deeper and get fucked up in
Wait a minute, Bridget. We don't want to ask R. Kelly because he don't have any money no more. You ain't money. I probably got more money.
Y'all wrong. R. Kelly got plenty of money. He has sense. He put it in somebody else's name. He told them to hold it.
I probably got
He gave it to somebody else and told them to hold it.
Yeah.
He knew he was fucking up in life.
Like
he had a bad plan.
Yeah, they
were in there. Kills is over for Kills, man.
Hey, yeah, it is over for him, but what I'm telling you is that some bitch had a backup plan of fucking up. He put his money in somebody else's possession because he knew one day he was
going to
fuck up.
His backup plan to fulfill his first plan to screw his life up.
Hey, man,
his backup plan became commissary.
His shit became commissary. It's a lot of rich motherfuckers right now in the penitentiary talking about what they used to do and what they used to have.
He right.
But again, my bank account problem, bigger for than KF is. Man, KF and I done put up the 900 white dishes.
And I'm betting you asked, you can go right there.
He served me one day at a restaurant. I forgot what I was there. I left my $3 tip.
Hey, let me tell you the funniest shit
in the world.
You can go right there.
One thing about it, when you're in that kind of business, and you bring people along and get people started, and the shit that you did to yourself, you're going to get paid from that shit. As long as they pay your music.
And he did it one day. He was moving to Hollywood, the boys in Detroit, talking about, and it was on YouTube, talking about how, nigga, y'all can't fix it. I put my hand in $2 million right now. Bet anything you want to bet. I bet anything you want to bet. I'm worth $2 million right now, and I put my hands on. He was doing all that talking. The next week, that motherfucker was in jail. And that's been like 5 or 6 years ago. He ain't been out since then.
Okay, now let's know what
you just said, but let's... We were back up there again, and the same dude was arguing with Drag, and Drag was like, well, they said they're going to run y'all for $10,000. I ain't got but $200. I'm betting $200. I'm driving the car. I ain't got but $200. Every time he said something, he would mention that he didn't have but $200.
Yeah. No, Drag. Hey, listen to me, bro. Hey, listen to me.
What happened to my old boy when he was hollering that shit, how much money he had, what's the deal?
That goes back to what D said, where it's hurt. His mouth got him fucked, but you could be the poorest motherfucker in the world. You could be the poorest motherfucker in the world, but the richest. Your freedom is richer than them motherfuckers sitting in that penitentiary with billions and millions.
I'm going to turn this shit off.
How long have you been?
We don't have anybody on there tonight because everybody at the track.
Oh, okay.
No, they're not at the track, my brother. It's on Facebook trying to watch day race. Facebook be running at Bowling tonight. I don't know what. 8:30 now or something. So.
You're going to get his ass low, clean from behind.
He might not. I mean, When he looked good, he looked good, yeah, man.
When you got a big running motherfucker, you don't know how it's going to turn out. That motherfucker riding, boy. Ain't nobody got no room to fuck up and fuck him up, I'll tell you that.
He ain't got no room either who he fucking with.
That's what I'm trying to say. So, hey, it don't matter. Somebody going to win. Ain't no telling who.
Listen to me. You can go to a kindergarten class and be a bully. Get in the same grade you belong in and watch what happens.
And boy, not going to be nobody pushing over that.
They ain't no pushover. Bro. Those people that are left doing what they doing.
They ain't no lightweight. So it should be a good race. I can't call it.
Well,
we can say who we think going to win, but we don't know.
Hey, that's what makes a good gamble. Now, that's what makes a good gamble, right?
Yeah,
there.
That's right. That's right.
Get your eagle on, girl. Get your eagle on, man. I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to be like, what you call it? I'm going to bet with my feelings.
There's a lot of people that never do feelings, man.
Every day.
And what is
that don't make me a winner because I'm betting with my feelings. Look, that don't make me a winner because I bet it with my feelings.
That's right.
But you know what it made it? It made it a good gamble. I mean, opposite got to subtract sooner or later. So let's get it on. But hey, I'm gonna switch the script from the race right now. I'm gonna tell you something else. If you're getting into it with every motherfucking body that you talk to, you need to observe yourself to figure out I'm the problem before you get hurt.
Yeah.
So a motherfucker trying to take up for a motherfucker that know he's doing wrong, you just as wrong as he is. You need to just stand down and whatever goes on, let it happen. Because one person can't get into it with the world over and over again.
So I got a nephew trying to swear that I haven't seen 12 days in his lifetime. Man.
Yep. Sometimes you just got to fade back and just watch the show.
Somewhere, I don't know that track. That ain't 41 and that ain't the Grove. Ken somewhere.
Well, Ken hitchhiked like Brian now, Mr. B. He might be in the same suitcase. You know, he might have a little PP money left. Look, he might have a little PP money left.
Yeah, man. Oh, I got a hand up. Let me get this mic while I'm looking at this song. I know who this is.
What up, Ed? What's up, everybody?
What up, man?
What up, man? Get him play.
Them niggas down there making and having a test fest. That's all they're doing.
Oh, man.
Hey, D, hey, kid, they somewhere we don't know to be, though. So you can't knock it. They down there doing what they do. We out here, goddammit, looking at a TV or a phone or whatever the hell we can look on to be jealous.
And I can't even try nobody's I just try Leon. Nah, I just try that motherfucker just to get the grease out. You know what I'm saying?
to clean the grease up.
Yeah.
Do what you do, dear Eddie. You ain't got to wait around to fry his ass. Go toast his ass up.
Yeah, man, he always want to fry me and shit. I got to fry myself because of him and shit.
Hey, Eddie, if I want to fry somebody, I'll tell you who you need to fry. And he eyes with me, but some shit is unnecessary. The shit that happened the other day, we're going to go down the list. We'll fry, starting with Blind John. fry his ass. But it's just simple fact, all that shit was unnecessary. You fired my buddy Skin because he participated in the bullshit back and forth when all he had to do was shut the fuck up. Then we going to fry Rob ass because Rob could have left that shit alone. Then we going to fry my buddy Eric. He's a good guy, but shit happens. Them the people you need to fry.
Yeah, they all lay ass meat you want to grease. That's for sure.
Right.
That damn so.
Then they can
sure.
start all over. And I'm saying it out of love. I ain't saying it to be funny because, hey, that shit didn't have to happen.
Amen.
Him calling him Blind John didn't change him from being who the man he is. He was just upset from a race or whatever it was.
Say nothing. It
wasn't
nothing negative, nothing like that. Yeah.
Right. He didn't call him no bitch.
Extreme.
He didn't
and
talk
then,
about his family.
Yeah. And then the way
that
he asked him, that ain't even but like the fuse on Shorty.
Right.
He could have came to him a little better than that.
Yes, he could have. Could have been a little more politer with it. But for each his own, goes back to what we said. They're not going to stop for somebody to get hurt. Unnecessarily.
Damn, I can't hear who won that race. Did you see who won that race,
right there?
Which one?
Which one?
It looked like Tony Bond or somebody. Pocket change.
He's supposed to run somebody. I forgot who in the hell it was, but like I said, all I see is a whole lot of testing in Canada.
Yeah, Tony
must have
lost.
Who
the
you
Cowboy
see making
test
fit?
No class and their money.
Who did you see make a test pass, kid?
Shit, all of them. Grandson. Aunt Bonnie. Huh?
Who paid you see the test passes on?
Shit, I don't know. I don't keep up with that bullshit. Aunt Bonnie making test hits. Zay making test hits. That's all I've seen.
They say, hey, kid. They say Papa feel good in prime time, Tony Bynum.
Right, that's who it is. Papa feel good in our pocket change. I don't know who won. But did they race yet?
Yeah, I was just trying to see who won. I couldn't tell who won.
Oh, okay.
I know Tony was out there, looked like, for a minute.
He said for a minute.
But the
he
way
was only
Cowboy and them jumping around, I know Cowboy and them probably betted against him. So that means Tony might have lost because Cowboy and Zay and all of them flashing their money and smiling.
Cowboy betted with Papa Feelgood.
Then Tony lost then. Tony Doug Bug.
Yep. What? Yeah, they got a lot of folks down there. Brian down there. Mike. All of them down
there. They were out of there.
Hmm?
Papa feel good, yep. Down goes
Papa Smurf beat up. Papa Smurf beat Pocket Change.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Them motherfuckers rolling,
hey,
boy.
he had a hole in his pocket, baby. He had a hole in his pocket. Started leaking. Oh. Eddie, Mr. Mudbone himself. You liked that picture you saw?
Man, that's it pretty, boy. I ain't seen it since it's been painted like that, man. That motherfucker pretty.
Yeah, I ain't even painted. I just put some graphics on it. I didn't even wear sand and buffet.
That shit go work. That shit work good on that. That shit work good on that.
I appreciate that.
That's
hey, if I don't win no races, I think I look cute enough to have fun.
Is anybody locking in for drag some race next weekend?
They got, hey, boy, they got to get past this weekend with life.
Well, it's going to be a lot of rain around here this weekend, so they count this weekend.
The only one I know to lock in. Only know one I know the tries to lock in. Peekaboo tried to lock in Melvin Coney. But I don't guess Peekaboo got no word on that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Melvin Coney.
Try to lock in who? Oh, yeah, I tried
to lock
in.
You tried to lock in Melvin Coney.
Yeah, he ain't said nothing back. I've been waiting on that call, all right? Me and Mr. Jones got a thing going on.
Yeah. But other than that, ain't really heard nothing, man.
Right. I'm really trying to see if he's gonna say yeah or NATO. That's some shit me and him been brewing up for the last 8-9 years.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I think it's time for us to get it on.
Mm-hmm.
The man called me one day and told me I could be his pit crew man. You should have heard the dirty words I told him he could have been. Told me I could be his pit crew. He said, I ain't doing shit. I could be his pit crew, man. I got your pit crew.
Yeah, man. Now, see, that kind of bullshit
like
right there is safe. You know what I'm saying? That's cool.
Right.
You know.
And listen. I don't get no hard feeling about nothing like that. Say anything but that one thing. I like it. Like I told you, they can call me a million bitches. It don't bother me. I know what I am. I'm good with what I am.
Yeah, but some people don't play that shit.
Yeah, you got just certain people that do certain shit. But if they evaluate life, they know it's just the word. But for each his own.
Right.
Hey, listen. I was looking at Facebook the other day. You tell a nigga to go get a job, they won't go get one. They go to jail, they working for goddamn it 99 cents a day.
What up, Eddie?
What up, Chuck? Man, there ain't no year came on, man.
Nah, motherfucker, you know I came on. Hold on, I'm gonna come right back. Hold on.
All right.
Hey, man, you got to learn how to talk to Chuck, man.
Eddie.
What up, Chuck?
Eddie.
Yes,
and this go to preacher boy.
Yeah.
The fish fry is only for motherfuckers that race, not personal shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I said
so
that.
You
hey,
can't
hey,
fry a motherfucker for personal shit. You can only fry a motherfucker that's racing. And I don't know how many times I could come on here and tell Eddie ass that shit. Don't even let nobody suggest that bullshit. It's only if you rape.
Okay,
hey, Chuck,
well, listen,
I appreciate you for keeping me in line, man. I appreciate
hey,
Chuck. You're right.
Said,
you 100.
If he was going to do somebody. I said, if he was going to do somebody, that would have been the one to do because he didn't have to.
But you bringing up, no, preacher boy, you bringing up personal shit between two people. Let that shit go, man.
I hear you, Chuck,
man,
and
I
agree.
Bother.
All right, we got to understand
see, that boy,
it, because if not, I get nephew on the fucking phone and explain what the fresh fry was, because he the
listen,
one started this shit, so keep all that personal shit off the air.
Hey, man, we heard
what's
you.
Up?
Turn your grease off, man.
All right.
But I'm going to fry Leon ass before the night is over. You can believe that.
What the fuck did
man,
Leon
not,
do?
Not
he
the,
ain't race nobody.
Leon.
What did
that
Leon do,
shit,
Eddie?
Now, that personal shit now.
He had me fried last week. I'm going to fry that motherfucker every time I get the grease hot just to clean it up.
Well, no, you fried Leon hard. Leon fried you because you brought your car to the track and ain't raced nobody.
Oh, man.
Hey, Chuck. You know what?
Yeah. Hey.
He gonna get fried every time the track open, dude, because that's what he do all the time.
Hey, he agreed with it. we just, you know, I don't run the fresh fry. I just cook motherfuckers. But you gotta,
yeah,
you can't
yeah.
take it personal. It's only got to do with racing. No matter what happened on the back lines, all that shit. It's just who race and who don't race.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure. I understand it now, Chuck. I didn't know. But
no,
we don't.
I mean, Eddie ain't going to say shit, but you just got to keep the shit fair. That's all.
Yeah, you're right.
Have a little fun for a motherfucker fucking up. It's all good. But don't bring that personal shit in there. Because motherfuckers get salty about that shit. It's all good, though. So what the fuck else going on, Eddie?
Oh, ain't nothing too much, man. We were just getting on here trying to see. You know, I just turned on just to see if something can come up or, you know, get a little chance. If it don't happen, then we can just get about this motherfucking bus. You know, cause we said a piece and we talked some good shit about that bullshit, you know, that need to stop.
I really hate that shit happen, but you know, just wash that shit over. Ain't no need you bringing that shit up no more, man. It's all done and over.
That's what I'm saying. I got it out, and we
you
ain't
saying
about
shit
because
you would have stopped it right away.
No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't.
So when you smell bullshit, on your show, you supposed to stop it right away.
Don't
bring that old shit up, man.
Somewhat happened on the back line, but, you know, when you're on certain settings, you can't say shit, but nobody can hear you. So I have to take my opportunity to say my feelings about
the
shit right here.
Who got control of your show? You or them?
It didn't happen. That's why I'm saying it on my show.
I'm just saying.
On the back line of somebody else's show.
Who got control of your show?
Me?
All right, if you didn't want to hear that bullshit, you should have stopped Preacher Boy from bringing that bullshit up.
Oh, don't blame Preacher Boy.
Preacher Boy didn't bring it up.
Well,
Preacher
whoever, when I turned the fucking phone on, Preacher Boy was talking about it.
I was talking.
So you should have stopped
it,
his ass right there.
He was talking about it because I brought it up. Me, him, and D.
Well, you shouldn't have brought it. What the fuck is you bringing up shit with motherfuckers
like,
want to fight about,
man?
Didn't you
just say this my motherfucking show, man? Didn't you just say this my motherfucking show?
You the motherfucker always want
to
stop some shit.
I feel like something needs to be said.
So, if you're going to stop other people from fighting your friends, you got
to
stop everybody, man. Don't be fucking
the way
one-sided.
He said it was presentable, trying to make it peaceful, man. The way we said
yeah,
it was
but,
presentable.
Well, I'm saying, Eddie,
it wasn't nothing wrong with it, and
want,
it needs to be said. Something,
if you don't want your
hey,
friends or people fight,
said, man.
You got to stop everybody,
some
man.
Things need to be said.
But it ain't need to be
said
on no fucking recorded
positive,
show, man.
We said it in a positive setting, man. We said it in a positive way.
Hey,
there wasn't no negativity
like
behind it. It
was
all
y'all should have let that shit be dead, man. They all friends. Some of them don't know each other. But everybody's goal is to race and have some fun. So if you can stop some bullshit, you need to stop that shit in the fucking dope.
Hey, man.
Sometimes
I love
you can't stop it in the dope.
That's my buddy.
When you got people instigating and la-la and ha-haing about it and over-talking you, ain't nobody listening,
but,
man. They can't hear you. You can't stop
but,
it in a setting like that.
It's your show. You can control what the fuck you want to do.
Hey,
am I right or am I wrong?
You got a button. You're right. You got a, he got a
preacher
button
boy,
on there.
Preacher boy, how many times did I tell him? Hey, preacher boy, how many times did I tell this man this shit did not happen on my show?
It didn't happen on your
but
show.
They want, but they want to talk about it, and all you got to say is,
nah, nobody,
don't
they,
talk
they,
about
they,
that
they,
shit
it
on
was
your
only,
show.
Just, it was only us
the
three.
Party,
it was
the
just
party
us three
in
having
hand,
a general conversation.
Right. The party in hand is not on here. So we just wanted to put out some good press on it to try to hope that they listening and that they go the other way with it. That's all we did, man. We trying to put water. All right,
man. Talk about something else, man. That shit over. All right, what else?
Right. Oh, okay. Right. What I'm trying to tell you is we just putting out the positive part because everybody else used the negative part all week, them few days. It happened. So we just want to give a person a positive look at it. That's all.
Yeah, but every time you say something, every time you say something, everybody else don't talk about it. So that shit over. Tony Bynes just got the beat the fuck up, so talk
yeah,
about the most
fucked
shit.
Up. We were talking Rigo, about that
Black
already, Rigo, man.
Monte
Carlo. Yeah.
Don't
bring that
Ray,
shit up,
Ray
man. That shit over. Dead.
It sounds like Ray paid the punk out. He said, I got my punk out money back.
What? I don't know. He might have bet him on
money.
The side. I don't know.
No, he won on that. He betted against Tony. But while he was counting money, he said, I got my punk out money back.
He got his money.
I like,
yeah, you know.
We ain't got to look for that race, then.
What race was that, baby boy?
But no, Eddie, that was just a side bet, Eddie. That was a side bet. That ain't saying they
Chuck,
gonna race. He just...
Listen to what I'm saying.
He just bet that he lose, so he made a little money. He got his punk out money back.
He said I got my punk out money back. As
but
if he,
but
paid
he
punk
got
out
his punk out money off a fucking race, man.
I know.
Damn, don't you
I know
understand
you
that?
You ain't understand it. The fuck wrong
he
with you tonight? He's trying to be
out
confrontational.
Might
shit.
Been
he got his
shit.
Punk out money. For a race that Tony ran and he lost. Now, who don't understand what?
You don't understand.
It didn't have to be the race for the night.
It all wrong.
It might not be the race for the night, though. It might have been a punk out race when he was in Chicago or somewhere
else. And it was just a question. I was just asking the question on what I heard him saying. I ain't saying what really happened. I'm just assuming when he said what he said, I'm assuming when he said what he said, that he had paid the punk out, and he stated that he got his punk out money back off Tony Ray. He bet against
yeah,
him.
That's probably right, Eddie. That's
yeah,
probably
that's
right.
All I'm saying,
he just got his money
stop
back.
Stop being so confrontational, man, before I call the state troopers on
you.
Oh,
you
man.
Call who the fuck you want. I'm right here. Where the fuck I'm going? I ain't going nowhere. Nah.
So
let's go back
on
to who's going to race next weekend.
Man, we ain't heard nothing.
Is Mudbone got any races next week?
Mudbone ain't sit down yet. Mudbone get it sit down. I look good. I'm a show truck.
Damn.
See,
I know it's
going to
be somebody
going to
race next week.
I'm on other people's schedule, Chuck. I don't do this shit myself no more.
Yeah.
So I'm on other people's
but
schedule.
But I know you've been on the I know you've been on the back lines. I'm sure somebody done hooked up a race for next week.
Hey, I don't say too much shit on the back lines, man. And I'm not going to threaten the motherfucker not knowing if my car going to make it down the track the way I want it to. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
Look like a damn dummy when I have to pay a punk out. I ain't going to do that. I won't have a chance.
Yeah. No, you don't look like a dummy. The dummy look like the motherfucker that accepted that dollar for a punk out.
I have to disagree with you, Chuck.
what kid?
Hey, man,
what?
I think that was a smart man.
They talk. They talking about some decent weather next weekend, so that's gonna stop a lot of racing.
Yeah.
It should have been raining.
Yeah,
it's raining. It's been a lot of lock-in.
Shit.
Yeah. Ain't gonna be no rain next week, so. They'll be good.
They talk about some decent weather, so I know it ain't gonna be no racing.
Oh yeah. Okay.
What you did? Hey Vic, that you?
Yeah, you need to get that damn car going. Hey, you over there fucking around.
219-9726. What's going down?
Well, yeah, Vic talking about some shit to somebody.
To Eddie scared the racing goddamn car.
Oh,
man!
Oh, that sound about right, Vic.
You ain't
got to convince me on that one.
Hey Vic, I need a shakedown, man.
What up, Vic? What up, Vic?
Gotta see the car go
up. What up? You say what?
Hey, Vic.
I need
that motherfucker
need
a shakedown.
The
whole day with a track and a tuner, and he still ain't gonna race no motherfucker.
I don't need two shakedown. One on horsepower and one on nitrous. And if
well, let me shake it down for you, Eddie. Let me shake it down for you and see if it's all right.
I don't want you to shake it down on horsepower.
Right. I ain't shaking shit down on horsepower.
The first
that's
time,
right.
You're supposed to shake it down on horsepower.
No,
no you
sir.
Don't.
Make sure
no,
the car
stays
on the pulling straight, man.
No,
what the fuck
don't.
You want to go out there on
the purpose? What's the purpose?
If you got a nitrous car, you never turn that bitch on horsepower.
Hey, I saw you out there, goddamn it, fucking around that horsepower up in Michigan that time, and then tried to spread, and that motherfucker wouldn't dance right. And you came out there, goddamn it, and don't try to spray that motherfucker, fuck around Leon, and the shit still didn't dance right. Leon fucked you up. Now you can't get back. That's why I want to shake it down the horsepower first.
What are you talking about? You talking about me?
That motherfucker got that
music.
You
talking about your
ass, Wolfie?
Hey, Eddie, you got to realize this. My car went straight down the track.
No, it did not up in Michigan, it did. That
yes,
motherfucker was dancing. And Leon drawed on your motherfucking ass up there.
No,
he said, man, come on, we can get down.
You got your chicken, bro.
I ain't gonna fuck with you.
You got your chicken.
Then you came back up to 41, and Leon still raced your ass, and you thought you were straight, and it didn't go straight, and he got your ass.
No, you way off, Ed. You way off.
Nah, I ain't off. I'm on target, bro.
You broke the Willie Bob, man. You broke the Willie Bob.
No.
I know he broke
when
the Willie Bob.
About...
I know he broke the Willie Bob, but he broke the Willie Bob. Because he was trying to not do the right shit. It got fucked up. That's
hey,
why I want to check my shit a little there.
So, yeah, I'm racing and you ain't. So, who's doing the right shit?
Well, that's for now, Chuck. But let me tell you something.
I mean,
right,
I'm just saying, but you're wrong about
you
Michigan.
The way you
my
run
car
your,
went straight
you,
down
the
truck
you run
in
your
Michigan.
Business, it ain't got nothing to do with me.
Okay.
The way you
well,
run
why
your business,
you talk
ain't
about
got
my shit.
Goddamn thing.
I'm
going to
turn all
music,
that
fucker.
Shit on.
I
don't give a
play
fuck who it is.
Fuck that. When I grab a hold of
I'll be
ass,
glad when y'all hurry up
can.
And finish with y'all,
well,
y'all 2 years,
ways,
3 years of testing so I can fuck y'all
well,
up.
That's all right. Yeah. Y'all got a few times they ain't been out in 3 years, so what the fuck?
But they'll race.
They did.
Call one of them bitches out and see how fast we can get it together.
What it be? Hey, man, shit happened, man. Why is like goddamn it, y'all? Yep.
So
some
why is you
happen.
Bringing that shit up? You
man.
The one brought the shit
you
up.
You the one bringing it up, trying to talk about our shit. Don't worry about our shit.
Oh, got some.
My man told
y'all,
you already, my
I don't know what the fuck y'all
it.
Doing, Eddie. That's all
you
I can
think.
Think
his words in? You don't think
what?
His words in that he's going to come for that ass? You don't think his words
when?
In that he's supposed to come out there
goddamn, Eddie.
You're supposed to come
I'm
out
fucking
there.
Half dead. Out there. When you gonna wait? Till they put me underground or right?
Well, shit, motherfuckers die every day. Some of the healthiest motherfuckers drop dead. I've seen a bunch of them since I've been sick. Don't.
That's what I'm saying. When you gonna race me when I'm dead? Race me while I'm alive.
Yeah, yeah. You pull your casket down the track, motherfucker. You gonna be behind anyway. What the fuck?
Yeah, I can't tell. Y'all won't step up to the fucking plate.
All you gotta do is stop trying to be bad while motherfucker ain't right. Just wait till motherfucker say get out and get out. That's all you gotta
do. Hey, Eddie, it don't matter when it comes. If I say I'm gonna race, I'm gonna race. I'm just waiting on y'all ass.
And we trying to tell you the same goddamn thing. We got
cars. But you've been telling me this shit for 3 years, man. How fucking long do it take to build a car and fix it?
For years, man. You've been had your car together for years. Like I say, when you first put it together, it wasn't doing all that. You had to get it together.
Man, my shit been good since I built that bitch.
Not like, it ain't give up the same chance. We gonna do the same shit too.
Hey, Eddie, you know how long I had that Monte Carlo?
Yep.
How long have I had it?
Quite a while.
I had that bitch 10 years and I done raced that bitch every year I had it.
Whoop-de-doo, motherfucker. That's me.
I done blow motherfucker's ass out. I done got my ass kicked. But I'm racing that bitch.
That there, Eddie took it way back. He said, whoopee doo, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch, I had to laugh at that shit my motherfucker self.
That motherfucker
said,
whoopee
doo.
Hey, check it, went old school on your ass.
Man, that motherfucker went way past old school. That motherfucker say whoop-de-doo. It's like, you think you bad, hit my hand first.
Hey, right.
Damn. Hey, Nick, I couldn't do nothing but laugh at that shit, but that's Eddie, though.
Yeah.
You know, he tried.
He got you on that one.
There ain't nothing wrong with just trying to defend a dying motherfucking breed. It's all right. I understand.
Hey, man, I'm glad you know that. As long as I got a breath in my body, I'm going to try anyway.
Yeah.
That's all I can do, man. I can take it one day at a time. I can't do like everybody else.
You know what, Eddie, though? Here's the thing, though, Eddie.
Shut up, though.
Don't never be a winner until you get in that motherfucking ring. You got to be a loser and a winner at the same time.
Man, tell me about it. And I can't wait.
You got to get in the motherfucking fight, man.
I got a team behind me. I got to go by daytime and what they can do. We had the car in the shop. We got it straightened out. Now we need to make a couple of test passes to see if it's going to go straight. And run good. Went over everything we need to go over. Went over the valves and all that kind of shit. So it's ready to go. It's ready to go. All we need to go see something positive.
Hey, Eddie. Can I do me a favor for you?
Yeah.
Right now. I want to give you a pop and a cigarette.
I don't smoke, preacher boy, and I don't drink pop. Just give me a bottle.
You better get that
bottle of water.
You act like you was on First 48 Hours. You was snitching like a motherfucker.
Hey, man, ain't no snitching on your own shit.
Shit,
everybody know the
time.
I had told them
hey man, you know what, Eddie? Sometimes you just got to take that fucking gamble, man. You ain't going to win every race. You're going to get your ass blowed out by your friends, your buddies.
Right.
You just got to take that fucking gamble.
But Chuck, I want to have a chance to win. I want to go out there fucking up if I don't have to. if I'm gonna try to do the best I can when I go out there. I don't want to go out there half cocked. So all the cop got to do now is sit down.
Hey, Eddie.
Everything works.
Hey, Eddie.
I know.
All I got to say is this. If you can't fuck with the big dog, keep your punk ass up porch.
That's gonna be too determined. That's gonna be too determined. And once I find out I can't fuck with the big dog, guess what? I'm gonna keep my ass at home.
Hey Eddie, I ain't even a motherfucking big dog. I just like the race. That's all. I ain't no motherfucking big dog. I'm just trying to have some fucking fun.
You're a bigger dog than me.
No, I ain't. And I ain't. Vic ain't. We just like to race, so we just make some bullshit happen.
I'm going to try Vic. Now, Vic just got to whoop my ass. I'm going to try Vic.
All right. You know. These motherfuckers, they just like to race. They just like to race. And there's motherfuckers that you got to race.
I know. Yeah.
That's all.
I'm gonna take the little motor I got and try something. That's all.
Hey, Eddie, it ain't the big dog. It's the fight in the dog, man. It's the fight in the dog. It ain't the motherfucking dog. It's the fight in the dog.
Yes, sir.
That's what you
ain't got to worry about the dog. Look, you ain't got to worry about catching the dog. You got to worry about the dog catching you.
It's the fight in the dog.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay.
Yeah.
Damn, big drop off.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun with that way it go, man. Win, lose, or draw. It's going to be fun. Just to be out there again. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Y'all have fun. I'll see y'all next year.
Well, you might see us next year, but somebody going to see us this year.
Somebody.
Things go right. Yeah.
Say it again, Eddie. He didn't hear you. Somebody gonna see you.
Man, he gotta see him. If he wanna wait till next year, that's on him. But if it get too cold, if it get a little too cold out, everybody gonna be waiting next year. Cause I damn sure ain't finna tear another car out there on the cold track. That's why I'm in the position I'm in right now.
What cold track got you, Eddie?
Huh? Yeah, out there. Cold track, inexperienced driver. That shit didn't work out too well, preacher. My buddy Joe. And he froze up and his feet were locked up in the gas paddle. He couldn't lift.
He didn't take you in the sandbox like somebody we know, did he?
Nah, his mother went into the wall at full throttle. Head on.
Oh, you wanted the sandbox. You needed that sandbox, nigga, then.
Yeah, I need the sandbox. I'd have been all right.
Hey. Hey, Eddie.
Huh? Yeah.
Tutu finna run Clyde in about 5 minutes.
All right. Yes, sir. Gotta see that one. I know dog gonna go live.
He live now.
Goddamn Ken down over dog now.
Oh, kid down there in Georgia?
No, kid. It looked like, let me see if that's who I'm on. Or did he show that? He said live.
Hey, they got Tony pulling out $500. He ain't betting no money.
That's the way Tony raised it. I like that.
He letting everybody else bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Choo Choo racing that orange Camaro?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, dog.
Yeah.
I'm looking at kids.
Okay, I'm gonna go on dog. Oh, you looking at kids?
Yeah.
I'm on kids, sir. Hold on, I'm on kids now. Yeah, Maya shit. Hold on.
Let me get my bets in right quick.
I don't see shit on Ken.
You betting on?
I'm betting with the home team, motherfucker.
Get your bets on.
Right, you want to bet?
You know I'm like you on that.
Oh, shit. He down here, too? Oh, man.
We got the gate closed.
He said they're getting ready. He said they're getting ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's good
minute.
Shit when...
Now
when ain't nobody doing shit up here, watch the guys down south.
Hey, boy,
yeah.
This like the NBA. This like the World Series and the finals in the basketball game when you get to see this shit. I better hit share or something then. I want the nigga to get 100.
Me and Cowboy walk with a scooter.
I got my bets in.
I like Tutu, man. I love me some Tutu.
Yeah, man. And that driver he got, boy, that motherfucker be doing his thing.
They just like to race. They ain't race the car. Yeah, they want to race.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you can't get mad at none of them people. They traveling and going down there to have a ball, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Vaughn especially. Vaughn going everywhere with his car, goddammit.
That's right, Vaughn down there. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, when y'all finish with that shit, I'm going to get y'all who the grudge race of the year up here.
I get
shit.
I get the bomb. I ain't going to tell you no lie. That boy been everywhere trying to race. Win, lose, or draw.
I'm gonna get my vote to Yak, even though Vaughn drive the car, but Yak got to be grudge car of the year.
Yeah, grudge car of the year, yeah.
He ain't even got a fight with Big Sam to get that one.
Oh, man.
Hey, Corona ain't going to stop this.
Yeah.
Hey, Corona ain't going
like,
to stop this one.
Like Preacher Boy, if he has to fight for his award, I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I feel like Whooping Hill. I had to fight for everything. I've been fighting all my life.
I gotta always fight to prove my love.
Prove my love.
Yeah. But that motherfucker, every time he bring his car out, he trying to race somebody.
That he is. Yeah, he was just out this weekend. It wasn't nobody that track. He still tried to race.
Yeah, it sure was. So, I mean, I know my vote don't count, but shit, I can only tell you what I see. And he been racing, winning, losing,
yeah,
but that motherfucker been racing.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, he was just out this weekend. There go the 2-2. That's a pretty orange motherfucker he's
going to
run
that. That orange car fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I ain't never seen it before. It looked nice. But I'm like you. I got to go with the home team.
Yeah, the good clothes on the motherfucker.
Look at the what on it, baby?
They had the gate closed, but they had to open the gate for to let them in. That's cool.
Well, they had to clear the track up.
Yeah.
They had to clear the track up.
You look at Willie Dog crazy ass. Ooh-wee. I got a hand up. Let me open the mic.
Hey, Ed.
Yo.
Fine down there, but I don't think he's going to race nobody.
Yeah, we knocked off already.
We got knocked off already?
Yeah.
Hey, Kimo, who you like on this race?
Kiki's in the race.
Kimo, who you like on this race?
Who took you racing?
He's finna race the Clyde.
Someone's come out.
Who?
Chuck, no. Chuck, tell him.
Clyde, that orange Camaro.
I ain't never seen that Camaro. I seen Tutu make it.
It's fast.
I just seen on PSK
731-23-26, your mic is on.
Hey, best 50, Chuck.
On what?
Hey, I take the orange car.
Who is this?
Hey, I just messaged you on the thing. It's Nakia.
Who is this? Who is this?
Hey. It's Nakia.
Who?
Hey, you don't know me. I know you.
Who is this?
Nigga,
I need to know.
Nigga, how,
who is this,
nigga,
daddy?
How he gonna bet you then, nigga?
He said Nakia.
You gotta tell me
he
who you is.
Know him, but he know you. I don't know you.
A lot of motherfuckers know me. I need to know who I'm betting.
Hey, I just messaged you on the page.
Eddie, how the hell you let these guys get on play on the phone like that, man?
Y'all better hurry up.
That man ain't playing.
I bet them people going in the B.
I bet you. You got to tell them who you is.
Chuck don't know him. They can't bet. Chuck don't know him.
Wait, what
the
hell? Don't worry about it.
They in the
B,
y'all. They in the B.
Who won the bet? I mean, you got to tell me who you is.
Oh, no word, no word.
Too late, Chuck.
No way, y'all.
Too late.
They
better
go, they better go.
Too late, Chuck.
They gone.
Shit, who? Mike Gatti.
Mike Gatti.
2-2-1.
Yeah, he won.
Mike Gatti.
2-2, killing him,
folks. We got a hack you out of the
water. Yes, sir.
Y'all killing a lie. Y'all killing a lie, because I ain't win you.
Game over.
Yes, she is.
It's over. It's over.
Look at Pete.
Y'all see it?
Look at Mac now.
It's over. Look at that. That's over. I don't know. Somebody called late.
Yeah, that race been over. I've been watching another feed. I know who won.
Hey, he knew Mike. Mike drove around and down there. Yeah,
we took
that
thing
in the
front door. He's dope,
Mike. That goddamn Kartiki got running, boy. That motherfucker
but
ain't
hey,
no
hey,
punk.
Hey, so.
That motherfucker ain't no
but
punk.
But that goes to tell you, because the motherfucker lead don't mean he going to win. You see,
I don't know.
Kid, don't...
Hey, I keep trying to tell Tim House that he be talking about, I'm going to leave America.
Man. It's all right. I made my money already, so I just want that little extra money.
Hey, Chuck, you know how motherfuckers say I'ma leave America and all that shit. What you gonna do to all the motherfuckers 600 feet?
Hey, yeah, come here, yeah. Move first. He went around him. Went around him down yonder. Went around him.
Went around him with authority. You went around him like, hey.
What I'm talking about, nigga always, I'ma leave on you. Leaving don't get you no damn rate.
Mm-mm.
Don't
get your ass towed right up.
You just leave. All right. Said lay right down in the bushes, real quiet.
Hey, hold on. Y'all say Vaughn got his ass towed out down there?
No, Timo.
No.
Two ran that orange Mustang.
Y'all said Vaughn ain't raised nobody yet.
Hold on. I said Vaughn gonna get his ass so
I doubt you. I doubt you bring your light skin. You illegally gonna bring your light skin ass down here. Motherfucker, you.
I ain't say I was coming down to no Georgia. You just asked me that the other day,
Marlon.
You and that motherfucker. You and that motherfucking Chuck, goddamn. What the fuck you doing,
homie? Hey,
Maul, I told y'all something that we got a car to run. We ain't got shit to run.
Thought you coming out here fuck with me, boy. You and Lincoln.
No, you know I'm going to come fuck with you, but we ain't got shit to run, so. I'm online like everybody else, Maul, doing my best.
Yeah.
I heard that. But,
hey,
when
that
Zakiya was
trying to bet you, and when that
I don't know who that was trying to bet me.
Yeah,
I don't
vote.
Know him.
He good, folks. Yeah, I know him.
Well,
hey, Maul, I would have took it on your word, but you didn't speak up.
Yeah, he good,
right,
folks.
Eddie didn't open the phone up right.
Yeah,
Eddie
didn't open the mic.
We've been waiting on the mic to be
open for
30 minutes.
Your
hand,
though.
Hey, Maul,
yeah,
I done made my
Ed
money already.
Trend break. Ed over there on that goddamn trend break over there too long, man.
Don't tell no motherfucker lie. I saw your hand come up. Open your mic.
Hey, Maul. Anyway, don't light the move, shit. Light the move already.
Light the move, man. Edison back chilling, man. What's up, man?
Yeah. I done bet, dude, but I don't know who the fuck he is, so, and ain't nobody
I've been with Tutu. Yeah, I'm going to bet with Tutu on that, too. That's a good raid, though. Them two called out. Them motherfuckers been getting down the track, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Maul, if Tutu knew what was up with him, it'd have been a gap. He moved on Tutu. Mike drove around his ass down there.
Yeah, Tutu look good, man. Yes, sir. Hey, I'm gonna go down there tomorrow, nigga. It's a good goddamn crowd down there tonight, nigga. What
yeah,
kid
so
at? What tired at? Night.
Hey, Maul.
Yo.
When I come to Florida, I'm fine.
All right. We damn sure be down there.
I got you.
We all buying. You know how we do it. Shit.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
What's up? We all back.
I got you. I made a little good money sitting here watching the computer. I'm good.
Yeah, they got the punk out from Boney. Boney had a transmission problem, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So they're probably going
off bar. Why does they say he got his punk out money back? Why you say that?
He got it back.
That's what he said.
He was betting on another car. Hey, Ma, don't explain that shit. I already told Eddie what happened. He just behind the times. He don't know what the fuck going on.
Hey, Ma. If somebody say I got my punk out money back, what that mean?
That means he got his goddamn money back.
Because he was locked in with Boston, he paid Boston punk out, so he got it back. That's all I did.
Motherfucker, all you had to do was listen to the damn video.
Check your nappy head ass
dumb
up, man. Dumb,
slow motherfucker. Damn, he trying to tell you what I told
you. Nah, you were saying some off-the-wall shit. Didn't make sense. Ma just told me.
Man, I'm trying to tell you what he said.
I told you in the first place. All I was doing was asking a question. I wasn't giving no answer.
But don't ask no questions to the answers that are already known.
Fuck you. This is the Willie Dog, so I'm going to ask you what I want to ask.
Oh, no. Don't do that. All I gotta say is this. Don't listen to a motherfucker that been trying to rate you for 3 years and they still say they ain't ready. Come on.
Hey, Leon, you better be cool, Leon, because I just saved your ass. They was going to fry your ass tonight, and I was like, what fuck?
Hey, Leon, I already told you, you can't fry a motherfucker just because you mad at him.
No, ain't no feelings, Brian.
You can't fry a motherfucker because you bring your car to the track for 3 years and you can't race nobody.
Hey, that's the way it goes sometimes, man. I ain't mad.
You trying to fry a motherfucker for no reason. You can't do that, man.
What you mean for no reason? He had me fried. I wanted to fry him back.
How you doing?
But you can't. It ain't shit for you to fry him.
That chemo black ass.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, Eddie, where's your co-host?
Huh?
Where's your co-host tonight?
He fired him 3 years ago.
My co-host is whoever come on and talk, man.
Yeah.
My co-host is whoever come on and talk, man. He fired his co-host three years ago.
You know who I thought his co-host was? Baby. I thought Baby was his co-host.
Baby, I'm going on.
Eddie, I told you, you need to be fried, Eddie. You need to fry yourself.
Fry your motherfucker self, Eddie.
Hey, Leon, you got me fried last weekend, man. Come on, man.
Well, I want you to get fried again. You're pretty big. You feel it.
Chuck ain't frying people
because of their feelings, man.
Hey, Chuck.
He's already fried me for bringing my car to the track.
He left us up in the grease a couple weeks ago. He left me in the grease when Melvin whooped me. and I thought I was goddamn a tree when I got done with an empty leaf.
I see goddamn when they ain't around, Eddie frying motherfuckers on feelings. They fried me on feelings because that dumbass preacher boy.
Oh, man.
Eddie just go along to get along. I see that now. He just going along to get along.
I tripped your ass right off in the grease.
Yeah. That dumbass Eddie let you fry me for no reason.
you ungrateful ass duck. I got my ass for trying not to fry you.
Hey, man, it's your motherfucker. It's your show. You supposed to do what the fuck you want to do. That means you wanted to fry my ass for no reason, so you fried me.
Ungrateful ass, thoughtless ass duck. Quack, quack, motherfucker.
Yeah. Quack your ass. I ain't gonna fry a motherfucker till they race.
Damn.
It wasn't just people, boy. There was a whole lot of motherfuckers, money and a whole lot more. It wasn't your ass
what?
Man,
that's all
no
good, Eddie.
I couldn't fight all them motherfuckers, man. Come
man,
on, Chuck.
You could fight a whole fucking army with the troop, Eddie. That's the thing you got to learn. You can fight all them bitches with the troop.
So what you telling them? Take lessons from Sam, mute they mic, or just get their ass off?
Amen. Yeah.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Like I say, the battle of the talk show host.
Hey, Big Eddie, when is your birthday?
I'm a Gemini, man.
I wanted to stop by and give you some choice words when you're on your birthday.
Damn, come on, man. I was giving away
Eddie,
man.
I can tell you what Kimo was going to say. He's going to say free mud bone against his car.
Don't do me like that, man.
Hey, so what you trying to say? Damn.
Hey, Kimo, we ain't got to take this shit from Chuck, man.
Eddie show up with a car and don't race. Kimo don't show up with his car and don't race, bro. We didn't have some bad shit going on.
Hey, that means
Bubba
gonna get the lock in. He gonna get the fuck out money. He gonna show up.
Hey,
Hold on. Now you know what? Kimo good because he can win a lot of some shit.
Hey, I wonder why the hell is this background singer steadily talking in the background? He ain't doing a motherfucking thing either.
There you go.
He a slop seating motherfucker. That's who he is.
Slop seating?
Yeah.
I'm a what?
Somebody riding in the wind. You need to mute your mic.
That was me. Made me raise my window. What that motherfucker say? Yeah, what did that motherfucker say?
And most of the guys that drive truck, they understood what I said. This is an undercover joke. You don't know.
My motherfucking window was making too much noise.
Just like your motherfucking... Like your motherfucking chair is.
Huh?
He ain't brought his, he He ain't brought his race car out. He steady swap season, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
Hey.
Hey, but Kimo, baby, I am racing though, bro. I'm putting something in kick in the check. You selling ass on
no
elbows trying to get a check.
You ain't got no check, motherfucker. Nigga checked you.
Hey, you know what? I told you that. You ain't worth my conversation, motherfucker.
Okay. Okay.
Like
you
a rag.
Game.
I got
an
appointment.
Hey, man, now you gonna
hey,
be a
hey,
rag.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, you know what? Hey, hey, preacher boy.
Yeah.
I mean, you got my vote for Grudge Race of the Year last year, but you ain't did a goddamn
yeah.
thing this year.
No, that's right.
I ain't did number
hey,
I ain't did number
12
one time,
thing.
Man.
That's when all
you
did knock off. You did as a driver, you did a little something, but you ain't did
right.
shit this year.
You know what though? Hey, listen what I'm going to say now. You ain't over with now.
It's over.
Oh, ooh.
It's over.
Oh, shit.
No, it ain't over yet.
This shit over this year.
Hey.
Up is.
I want Melvin
up is
Cooney.
Over.
I want them to get Melvin Cooney to get to the track on the 10th.
So you want to run Melvin with what car?
I'm holding my own dick.
Ooh.
You want to run Melvin with what car?
Melvin already know what car. All you got to do is show up. We not already had our company.
But you got to tell us. We don't know. We don't know.
The fans want to know because they want to see it.
I ain't got no fans, motherfucker. You ain't no fan, ho.
Yo. Let me go on
you. So, you want to run Melvin's Malibu with your Malibu?
We already got our race understood. All you got to do is show up.
With the tell us, man. I'm just a side bitch, motherfucker.
I
want to know.
Hey, man, why would I say something that ain't going to happen if you don't show up?
Oh, okay.
Understand. I'll be there.
I got
you. I want another motherfucker to be there.
No, Melvin,
we're racing. I'm gonna try to run Day-Day if he show up. Me and my man Victor already whispered to each other. We're gonna play.
Well, can you tell me what
well, like
whisper
I told
about?
So like I said, it ain't open yet, baby. I just got here. Let me show out.
Hey, Vic, I know you're still on the phone. Can you tell me what's the whisper was?
I know you.
There wasn't
no whisper. Me and Vic can talk. I got to get my money in order, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey. Man.
That's the best thing about being a boss. Do it your way. That's the way the workers want it done.
Man, I ain't shit. You fuck me.
Dang. Shit, I want to
say. You know,
I'll
be
there,
over
but,
there tomorrow, man.
But I got to know with I got
over
to
there
know
tomorrow.
Damn
man,
right.
I don't know why
you're
Hey, Leon, I'll be over there tomorrow, man. I'm going to wire your car for you.
Oh, shit. Why y'all messing with Leon like that?
Oh, man. I'm going to help
him.
Huh? What up, sir?
You know what? I got a real fucked up statement to make.
Oh shit!
What's that, Chuck? Come on with it, man. What's that, man?
Now, if a motherfucker up here needs help up south, up north, why do we have to take our car all the way fucking down south to get help right away when there's motherfuckers out here that can do the same fucking
right
job.
Here. Yeah.
It all depends on what you're borrowing from down south.
No.
Oh,
oh. You know what? And I'm only going and I'm only saying this for right here. It's a man holding you hostage, but you can take your shit down south and have your shit done in 2 days. What the fuck is wrong?
I'm not going down there in 2 days.
Up north. What, our money don't spend the same?
Because I know, like,
people here don't want to get this your money. They want to hold your shit and your money.
That's what I'm saying. It's just fucked up because we know what. Well, I ain't gonna say all y'all know, but we know you can take your shit down south and get that shit done in a day or two.
Hey, Chuck, I got my own personal chassis, man. My own personal motor, man. I ain't got to wait on shit.
But
I'm ready for it to get done, I get it done.
But see, that's you. But the other guys need help. They can't get no fucking help, and they got to be sitting on the fucking back burner forever.
Well, Chuck, that's because they want to wait on one certain person. Because there's a whole lot of people that we know that can do that work, and they're going to do it right away. And then, like, old Dean. Dean know how to wire shit up and everything. He can wire my car. You know, so.
Who wired your car?
Everybody know Dean. They know the same people. Old Dean, Lurch.
The transmitter, Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. You got a microwave in the back. I see why you ain't ready. You got a microwave in the back of your car.
Hey, you know I gotta heat my food up when I got my grill.
Yeah, I understand why you ain't ready. Why you cooking in it? Now I know.
Hey man, Dean is gonna get out. Yeah.
That was funny as hell.
I know why
you
got a barbecue grill on
the grill. That'll get out.
Yeah.
They know who they
are. You know
is.
What? I'm just saying, Eddie, it's fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah,
why they ain't helping the local people and they paying the same fucking money and they won't do the fucking job.
Yeah.
That's what's fucked up.
To be honest, I'm gonna tell you what it is, Chuck. These motherfuckers up here think you're stupid. First of all, if you see one motherfucker attached to jail, why the fuck you gonna go to the same penitentiary? Find somebody that's
going to
do your work and get the fuck on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But everybody want to go to the clown that they think that, hey, man, he did this. He did mine. What you saying? He still got it. Hey, Steve was a teenager when he took his car to get to the task work. You got me an old man. He ain't got it. Let it back.
Who?
Black Steve.
So you
look. What you call any mad kid when he took Lowrider to the Tassie, man?
Oh, Lord. Now you know I got to laugh at that. Damn.
And Lil Rider almost let it. You like that commercial? Almost had it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up shit, bro.
Hey, Eddie, that's some shit you need to investigate, Eddie.
I got a hand now.
Why motherfucker can't get no service up north?
I don't know. They got people that can do it. 773-3625, your mic is open.
What about when somebody snuck their motherfucking car to the charity shop and he couldn't take it? And
he's
son of another motherfucker.
Oh, what? Oh, shit.
What do you mean?
Here we go.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. What are you saying?
Kimo,
tell it. Tell
it. Kimo, let it go.
Tell it. Tell it. I want to know.
Please let it go.
They said, what? This is what they said. This is what they said. I'm listening to what they said. They
okay,
said,
what they say.
They said that he couldn't take his car to the fancy shop because the chassis man didn't fuck with him. So he snuck his car and let another motherfucker take his car to the chassis shop and got his car fixed. Now, I'm going to stay out.
Now, who car was that?
Oh, well,
we ain't heard of him.
I don't understand that. I understand that.
But who are you talking about?
I understand
about?
That.
No. Squeeze that shit. Who you talking about?
Hey,
well,
man.
It don't. Well, you know what? It don't. It don't matter who he's talking about. I understand.
Hey, dude. No. Hey, yeah, dude, what are you talking about?
No. If you know what's happening, you know what it is. You know I ain't talking about
I'm
no motherfucker. I hand no motherfucker back. I tell the motherfucker in their face. He couldn't take the motherfucking car to the motherfucking chassis shop.
Who are you talking about?
The motherfucking chassis man didn't fuck with him.
God damn it, who is he talking about?
I don't know. We don't know, sir.
Baby, who are you talking about?
He's drunk. You stoked it, Uncle Chuck. Find out. Y'all find out.
Well,
somebody,
I ain't going to try to.
Somebody,
I don't. I ain't going to try to find out because I don't
you know
fuck
what?
With none
hey,
of them
baby,
up there.
Baby, I don't give a fuck. Hey, baby.
But you
can
tell
baby,
me who it
fuck.
Was.
Yeah. That mic. Hey, baby, don't even tell us, cause you'll make a motherfucker throw a hand grenade in that Kool-Aid.
But ooh. Hey, baby, you can tell. Hey, baby, just tell me. Hey, baby, just tell me what chassis shop it was.
We can figure out who it is. We can figure out who it is, dear.
It was Mark Miller. Mike Miller, Mark
it was who?
Miller.
What?
Mike Miller.
Oh, Mike Miller. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Who the fuck is that? Now, who could it be?
Basketball player?
Could it be?
No, he shoot three-pointers. He shoot three.
Oh, Mike Miller is a chassis man. He built my
back
in the day.
Yeah.
So who are you talking about? Once the Mike Miller ain't got nobody caught, but... Oh, I know who you're talking
you're
about,
looking at the preacher
boy.
Look at preacher boy. Oh,
I know
shit.
Who you're talking about.
Oh,
he better try to get him, but he didn't make his cut up. We just said his name a few minutes ago, but his car not there. So you can stop that, because his man would have his car in there.
Well, guess what?
Yeah, you right.
No.
Mike ain't touched that man's car.
No,
Mike Miller didn't touch his car.
What's good for the goose is always good for the gander now. What's good for the goose is always
good for the car. He asked Mike Miller to do his car.
I don't know.
Mike
wouldn't do it.
Hey, baby.
I ain't going to let him do that.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
I ain't
going to
let him do him like that.
Hey, baby.
I don't
baby.
Know how the fuck would I know it?
Hey, baby.
I don't want to let
hey,
him
baby.
Do him like that. He didn't
hey,
go
baby.
To Mike because Mike keep his car too long. But he did ask
hey,
Mike
baby.
To do it in the beginning.
Nope.
Hey, baby.
Nope. Go ahead.
Man, I'm on.
You can't be bringing up this motherfucking shit on the show unless you're going to put a fucking name on it.
I ain't put no name on
it. He can't stand to say the name.
No, because... A motherfucker that did the shit is on the show.
What? Huh?
You heard
huh?
What I said,
don't hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Say on the show.
I'm just a motherfucking spectator. So you can't
everybody
tell
on the show
me
say
shit like that.
Hey, hold on. Tell
you
me.
Can't tell
everybody
me shit about that. And then tell me what a motherfucker did. And you're going to blame somebody's shop. And you can't tell me who the fuck it is. You got to put that shit out there.
Everybody on the show say your name.
Nope. ain't
your
happen.
Name.
Nope, that ain't gonna happen with me. You ain't gonna put me in the motherfucking fight.
Nope. So,
but,
I mean,
I guess
know.
Whoever it is on the show, you say they on the show. Somebody knows something. He know y'all talking about. He's talking about
so,
your ass. Whoever it is on the show.
Yeah,
speak up.
But
I think I know who you were talking about, but he wasn't on the show.
They preach so. What baby said don't hold water unless they can tell
prove
it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, there you go. I ain't gonna prove water. And you can't say this man Chassie shop out there unless you got somebody on there to back it up. Hold on now. The man Chassie shop is good people. I ain't got no problem with the people. But the thing is about is this here.
He's
got another motherfucker in there with his cop. To do his cop. Because he didn't fuck with it. That's the only thing I'm saying. Now you
want
to
keep saying he on the show.
Oh, well.
Who can that be, though?
He is on the show. Who on the goddamn show? Say your name.
It don't matter, man. He brought this man Chassie Shop up, and he can't
Mike Miller cool as hell. Mike Miller cool as hell. He just slow as fuck. He do good work. He just slow as fuck.
Hey, man, you don't tell me who it is, I'm gonna stick your ass.
Yeah. you can't be saying no shit like that unless you're going to put it all the way out. And I don't even know the motherfucking man. Let me know who it is.
Mike Miller
does a lot of work for drag. That's drag right here, man.
That's what I heard saying.
He
blasted the man's shop, man. Can't say who he got this information from. That's fucked up.
He built my black car back in the day. Before they wrecked my car, it don't matter. If you don't tell me who it is,
I'm going to stick your ass.
It don't matter what he did for you, but he brought that man.
Who on the show got a car? Hold on. I'm going to break it down. Who on the show got a race car? I'm going to figure out who the fuck it is.
What? That eliminates me.
But you can't.
Everybody that know Mike Miller's name, say something, dear.
You can't blast a man like that, and you ain't got nobody bagging you up. So,
man,
hey, Chuck, you can't tell baby not to do nothing, man. The baby ain't listening to your motherfucking ass.
No,
right.
Eddie.
You talking to a non-drag racer?
Well,
They said they ain't got to listen to you.
I'm online betting right now. I'm betting on the race in Georgia.
Okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I'm
okay.
I'm making a little money.
I got to call Junior, cut him out.
Tutu just got me
like
paid
that.
Real good. I'm good.
Ooh, we.
Yeah, I like that now. I like that. So I'm betting all around
you.
The clock.
Hold on, listen. I don't mean to interrupt him. Y'all get back to the alcoholic. Who is he talking about?
Somebody else took your car to another shop. and fixed it. And then you paid for it, and they took it out of there. That's what you betting on?
I just said betting on that.
That's what you betting on, right?
Out, betting.
That's what you betting
yes,
on, right?
I'm betting on.
Yep. I'm on my way. Come on. Get that money out your ass.
Hey, hold on. Hold on a minute.
Hey, hold on. I don't need them to gamble now. I got a bitch on the line now. Let me do my fucking.
No, I got you. I'm still trying to figure out who the fuck. Was you talking about you, preacher boy?
Yeah, is that what he said?
Oh.
Hey. And I'm trying to hurry up and get that. Get you about a G out your pocket now. I don't want you to have nothing less than a G or better. I'm on my
ain't
way
that,
now.
500 heads to get a G.
Hey, man, I don't give a fuck. He got a cut. He got to cut 500 heads. He got to suck 500 dick. But I'm on my way.
Ooh. Wait a minute, man. Hold on, man. This shit is crazy.
All right, Eddie, move on, man.
Hey, Eddie, you can have an intermission.
We don't need to hear that shit, Eddie. Let them figure it out.
Hey, it ain't nothing to figure out, baby. Hey, listen, it ain't shit to figure out. All they got to do is start counting. Start adding up and start sucking. Whatever one you got to do,
Hey, you handle it because, you know, he just made an accusation against the shop and he can't bag it up. So.
And I wasn't even talking about the man.
Eddie just letting that shit roll,
man.
Don't do that, man.
What's
man,
man?
He's fighting. What the fuck I'm supposed to do, Chuck?
Hey. I'm just saying,
come
dog.
On,
you bag that
like
shit up, man. You don't want
to. Hey,
you don't
want
to be doing that shit about
him
like that.
Hey, man.
Hey,
man. Yeah, shit talking
okay,
about.
Okay, man. Let
him
move on. Hold on, man. I ain't going to talk to you like that.
You just said I wasn't talking about the man. Make up your mind. You said
no,
you
I wasn't
me.
Even talking about
way.
You, preacher boy. You kept on saying that I said it was you or who the fuck you talking about. I wasn't even talking about
preacher
you, preacher boy.
Hey, excuse me,
preacher
y'all.
Boy,
what did that man say?
Talking
who
about
did he
your
say?
Stupid ass. See, and see, that's
now
the problem
I'm
with you,
stupid ass.
Boy.
Man,
that's
God damn it, Eddie, to mute my mic again.
Hey, I'm right here in the alley with it, homie. I ain't going nowhere.
I'm on
my way. I ain't know none of that.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. Well, come on. All that extra talk, we ain't got to do that shit, homie.
Get your money, baby.
Hey, preacher,
oh, man. He was talking about me. He was talking about if you feel guilty, you might be guilty. I wasn't even talking about
you. You
I could have sworn he said me, y'all. Didn't y'all wait? Did everybody talking about you, bro? God damn, dude. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Big money is gay. The fuck, I don't know. I just heard that shit. Who was that talking about big money gay?
Oh, happy day.
Well, man,
we
in the fucking house in the background.
Big money is gay.
Man,
that's big money.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah, what up, Chuck?
How far was the gap?
Well, I was on the starting line, but it looked like it was the same thing he left with he had when he went past.
All right, that's good enough. That's good enough.
I'm calling June and cuss him out.
Will nobody bet on chicken?
Chicken?
Yeah,
hey,
you can't even bet on. I told him, get back up there. Boogie going to take Connor break. Shit, fuck it. I'm going to book this car. Get your ass on up there, motherfucker. Y'all keep running. So he can't run no more.
Hey,
she can put that bitch on the trailer and scrap that bitch down so motherfucking hard, goddammit. I don't believe he can get the bitch back off if he wants the race.
Hey, I'm doing the street racing and the racing in Georgia. I'm doing good right now, so.
Yeah, you bad.
Man, this shit funny to motherfucker. Man, that shit was crazy. The kid's a boy. Yeah, yay. Hey, you still on your way over there?
Oh, shit. Why wouldn't I be?
Man, let's
get that money together.
Man. Let
it go. Let him get
that
money. Man, I like train. To gamble. I'm a gambler.
On this
hey,
train, man.
Let it go.
They got their, hey, that brother preacher boy going to look at his watch. Say he got time today.
Yeah,
I got
go.
Time today.
Hey, Stokey, let it go. Let it go, Stokey.
Hey, Stokey. Hey, Stokey.
Hey.
I'm that black lady that was talking to, what you call it? Oh, you fuck with the right one today. I got tired. Hey, Stokey. Hey, I'll be on top of everything.
Damn. Hell nah, man.
Yeah,
man.
Man.
This shit crazy.
Hey, one thing. Hey,
this
listen. You can lie about anything in the world, but you ain't got to lie on me. You ain't got to lie on me to kick it.
Boy, this shit funny as hell.
A motherfucker don't know, boy. I fuck with everybody in the United States, goddammit.
Yeah.
I get shit done when they can never understand what get to get done.
Tonight's show was sponsored by Night Train.
Look. I got white folks on
that midnight train in Georgia.
Oh, man, now y'all ain't got to go there.
Y'all
cut deep down.
Y'all
cut deep down.
Oh, happy day.
Is that me? Is that me? Yeah.
Yes, sir. What's up, Chuck?
What up, man? What's going on?
Man,
boy, they funny as a motherfucker tonight.
Ain't they, man?
It's funny. Yeah.
Ain't they funny baby. Than a mother?
Baby. Save me! Save me!
Help
me! You and this alcoholic motherfucker over there, lock in now. Get you some money now.
Help me.
You do the same word, lock
oh.
in.
Help me.
Help me. You talking about me. Listen, you the same motherfucker. You watch your face. You look at that hole there.
You wasting time. That
name's still at it.
Put him over there for real.
Oh, you said
he don't know where
you
are.
No, you said you were talking about me. No,
just
you said me.
You did.
Now he's talking about. Now he said. Now him. Now
no,
he said he's talking about
no,
the boy from the south
no,
side.
I kept on.
Now all of a sudden.
Kept on talking about what I. No, Kevin's gone. Kevin's gone.
Church
I
want to talk to
you. What? Preaching on his ragged ass truck. This motherfucker.
I go get that Cadillac. Come back. Do you conversate with me?
Bitch, you ain't gonna do nothing.
Get you some money, motherfucker.
You ain't the only motherfucker got none. They ain't stopped making when they made
sure
it.
Sure ain't. You right, but I ain't give a fuck about that.
Tonight's
now, show
is sponsored by
it. Since I came
wow,
over here,
cool.
Listen,
yeah,
I'm
cool.
You got anything that look like money?
Nah, okay.
Pal,
what's pal?
Cool.
I'm just
pick cool. your pal.
Yeah,
you got this little shit here. I was going to reach down and grab
no,
the back
no.
Oh, happy you there.
Oh,
somebody flashing on me.
Now,
honey,
right
here.
Damn,
now.
Where
are you?
Lock in too, honey. No, I ain't had my dick to be stuck. Not a man trying to suck my dick.
Oh, Lord.
Not a man trying to suck my dick.
Oh,
hey, man, what did he say? Lock
in,
man.
Hey,
man.
Hey,
man.
Hey,
the
man.
Hey,
man. Hey, man.
Hey,
man. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey,
man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey,
man. Hey, man.
$4.
The man got some cars and
about
my $4.
Man,
y'all ready to get the
motherfucker.
Okay, I'm going to run y'all tonight, then. What are we going to run at? I'm going to run y'all tonight. Right now. Meet me there. Y'all got to meet me there. It's time to burn out before I get there.
Hey, preach boy, your leg look good. You getting help?
Man, would y'all please do something about this? This is a homosexual for real now.
Lord, how much?
Shut up.
Lord.
Hey, man, that's my man. I fuck with Tweet. Tweet's my man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey. You ain't the booker. You just the tuner. You wanna be the tuner. I will beat y'all ass, boy. You wanna be the tuner. I know you put you don't even put oil in that bitch. You put some old put in that highlight in the oil. Come out of that bitch before you get in trouble. You can have them. You can get the donuts and the cookies. You know you're a sweetie ass motherfucker. I know you do. You like nuts in your mouth. Nuts and dick. I don't smoke, nigga.
Damn.
The nigga done went in my car and took my donuts. You better get your ass up out of there before you catch one of them free shells. There's a free bullet in there for you now. You don't want nothing out of there. Nothing for you. That's a non-faggot cooler. That's a homosexual free cooler. It don't fuck with faggots.
Low. Low.
The man really put my... Hey, listen, watch this. The man really put my nuts in his pocket.
What?
Show him the fuck in. I'm going to take the mo out of this motherfucker. The motherfucker
hey, man,
man.
Ooh,
man.
He
ain't got his gun on him. If he ain't got his gun
hey,
on him, right,
I'm
going to slide
it
off in it.
I keep it. I don't mind shooting my shit if I got insurance. Hey, man. Get your faggot ass friends together. Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And jackass, get y'all caught together, I'll beat y'all ass. But don't never lie on me, man. Man, you think I want them donuts back and they've been in your pocket? You better eat them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers homosexual donuts, there. What you do with them? Yeah, you can eat them. They homosexual donuts now.
Oh, now, he gonna goddamn run me over and gave me the donuts back.
Man, you think I'm gonna take them donuts and bag it up stuck in his pocket?
So what?
They wild.
With
they wild tonight, Eddie.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, you want a fried chicken, man? He got his ass whooped. You want a fried chicken?
Fried baby, man.
Fried
baby. Baby. Fried baby dust ass.
Say that the next week. I already seen that, Ray.
All right. All right.
Gotta wait on Preacher Boy and Baby to finish
what
fucking around.
Do with that what the fuck y'all want to do with that regular ass Nova y'all got over
right, his ass.
When we in? Y'all good at lying to each other. Lie to me again. You just lied on me. Lie to me now. Every motherfucking day, nigga. You shit, man. What I want you to do is, this is what I want you to do. Put that bottle in that chin and jump down on me.
Okay.
Something
they got some good races coming up in Macon real soon.
Hey, man. Don't call me like you're a gangster. I want y'all to play, man. I want y'all to come on and play with me, boy. I'm going to beat y'all ass.
Man, no motherfucker,
no,
you ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing around here. Get your motherfucking ass beat in.
Y'all should have did what Bud did with the car when he finished with it. He was gonna junk it. Y'all should have junked it.
Okay. That's fine.
Come on, play with me.
Okay. That's fine.
That's highlights for you. Y'all won't motherfucking don't lie on me no more. Watch your mouth from now on.
I wasn't even talking to you.
What? Yeah. No.
Don't throw it in the alley, please.
Real nigga, don't talk about what it don't know.
The man don't, hey man, the man don't want me to throw a bottle in his address. See that shit? We live in the alley. Say, don't throw it in the alley, preach.
Nah, don't throw it in the alley, preach. You ain't got to do that. You need your motherfucker convert on that motherfucker. That motherfucker weak in sugar water.
And I'm on my way back, man. One of
them, you know,
shit.
That motherfucker goddamn it. Good, you got Gucci back here sneezing and shit.
Man, that's from sleeping on that motherfucking dirty ass sheet.
Uh-huh. If that's what you say, preacher boy.
Well, it's
how
a lot.
Been doing?
Boy, your ass funny as hell, preacher boy.
Oh, wait. It wouldn't be me.
Hell no.
It wouldn't be me.
Funny as hell.
Goddamn.
Hey, you know what, preacher boy, I'm tired of you. Hey, preacher boy, I'm tired of you.
Okay, I'm listening, man. Don't lie to me now. You know I
hey,
get offended
hey,
when you lie.
Boy, that truck you driving right now, I'm going to take Keon's truck and stick my whole arm in your ass tomorrow on Ogden car.
You ain't going to do nothing to my ass or my truck.
Shut the fuck up then, punk.
Come on, man. Come on,
cuz. I take Keon's truck and goddamn stick my whole arm in his ass.
Damn.
That motherfucker got
on my Keon ass.
That motherfucker, we
might
get
on my Keon ass, but he ain't gonna do nothing to me.
I'm gonna take his truck and stick my whole arm in your ass.
There you go. So that raccoon ass up.
Hey, baby.
Yes, sir. We back here. We drinking your drink. We drinking Miller High Life at the bottom.
I'm just playing hot. Hey,
no,
baby.
How are you gonna get up here on the show
talking about playing with people's boobies and shit?
Because he be calling me fat.
That ain't you, dog. Why is you doing that?
No, the man be calling me fags and shit. They be calling me fags and shit. So I'm just
man. Back in
my
come on,
opinion.
Man.
I know. Nope.
Come
nope,
on, man.
No. You can't tell me. You can't teach me how to fuck. I'm gonna fuck the way I want.
Well,
hey,
Chuck.
Yeah.
Get out that bitch. Got that baby before you get pregnant,
Chuck. Yeah, you lying. Man, I wish a motherfucker would say some shit like that to me.
Chuck, get out the way.
I'm
about to get pregnant, Chuck. Stay out of that bed, Chuck.
No,
I'm
just saying,
dog.
That ain't, you know, I'm just saying, man.
Hey, baby,
you wasn't like that, man. Don't fall into that shit, man.
No, I got you, because that's the way they want to play, man. Hey, Chuck, they want to play, so I'm going to play.
Get out the way.
You better leave that alone, Chuck,
for real. You better do like I did, put it in gear and get the fuck away from before you get raped.
No, man, that's some stupid shit, man. I don't even know why y'all be doing that shit, man. That's faggot shit, man.
Hey, I'm just trying to tell you, Chuck. Get out the mother. Sword fighting over there.
That's sad, man. You know what? It's sad that y'all doing that shit, man. Really.
Since he wants to play like that, I won't play with him.
No, man. Just because a motherfucker want to play like that, man, you ain't got to do that shit.
Man, listen.
All right, Eddie, I guess I'm gone, Eddie.
Yeah, I know that's right,
Chuck. I'll let you, man, you know. That's some fucked up shit.
Yeah, hey,
I'll let you another day, man.
Get out the way of that shit.
All right, man.
Hey, Chuck, you getting real sensitive. You went to Catholic school?
No.
Ooh.
Hey, motherfucker, you know what school I went to.
Hey,
I went to Fairview, motherfucker.
We're baby like, you ain't got the life.
That's just shit. You know what,
hey,
though,
you know,
preacher boy? That's just shit
you know,
I don't want to hear.
Hey, you know,
so,
you know they got the,
so I'm
you know
gone.
That little
red
button
on your phone. You know that little red
I'm
button
gone,
on your
dog.
Phone.
Hey,
you,
hey, Chuck. Hey, Uncle Chuck.
Yeah.
Uncle Chuck, I'm gonna let you get off the phone. You know they got the gay parade, goddamn it.
Hang up, man. Right, goddamn now, Chuck. Hang up.
Yeah, Chuck. Yep, hang up, man.
There,
I'm
Chuck.
Hanging up behind.
I got
right
to go to the gay parade tomorrow.
Yep.
You got to worry about it.
Man, listen. Right, Kelly came out the closet. He is too.
Goddamn.
Gone, man. Gone too. No longer trapped in
my God.
Oh, man.
Thank you for using Block Talk Radio.
Hey, Stokey, what up, Stokey, man? What's going down?
Man, hey, I'm staying on mute. I don't want none of this shit that's going on. Fuck you.
Man,
I'm getting the fuck out the way. Hey, man, fuck this shit.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yes, sir.
Preacher boy.
Excuse me.
Hey,
sorry about
that. I just got a call from Kevin Wes. He said, "How much you want to run for Kevin Preacher Boy?"
Whatever you come up with, man. Now you heard what I just said. Now you don't ask me no more questions.
No,
just said
how
lock
much
in.
You
got?
No,
I just said whatever
preacher
y'all
no,
want to run
boy,
for, man.
Preacher Boy, Preacher Boy, how
somebody
much money do you
man.
Want
to
run for?
What did somebody else talk to him? One of y'all talk
no,
to him.
I never
said
none of that. I said Kevin Wesley just called me and asked me how much money. Do
you
got
my
mic. Yeah.
Whatever you guys want to run for, whatever you come up with, do you understand the fucking words come out of my mouth?
Hey, preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy.
Yes.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yes.
Hey, preacher boy. Leave
yes.
that shit alone, man. Leave that shit alone, man. Because you know what?
Huh?
A motherfucker go to the ceiling with the money, man. Stop it, man. Stop it.
Huh?
Stop it. Stop it. Motherfucker go straight to the ceiling with the money, man.
Y'all funny as hell, man. Hey, y'all. Hey, do me a favor.
I'm just saying, preacher. I'm just
saying. Time,
hey, preacher boy. 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 Hey, preacher boy.
Mute that nigga, Mike.
Hey, preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy. You say we can go to the ceiling with the money, right? You said we can bet whatever, right?
Man, listen to me, man.
You said, I'm listening, preacher boy. So, what, $5,000 would be nice and neat? That'll be a good race?
If that's what y'all want to run for, that's fine, man.
Okay, cool. We'll run for $5,000, preacher boy.
We're running for $5,000. I asked you two questions, when and where.
Get them on,
hey,
baby. Lock them
in. Hey, preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy. We're going to lock in a G on 5,000, man. We're going to lock in $1,000 on any time we see you at a track or event.
Oh, shit. Or
if it's Tuesday,
shit,
if it's Monday, if it's Wednesday, or if it's every day, preacher boy, we don't have to go to no event to run. You already know how a motherfucker get down. So my thing is this shit, bro.
Not at all. Y'all don't
gonna
get
lock
out
you,
at all.
Hold
man.
On.
Just,
hold
me,
on.
I'm
going to
say this.
Boy.
Hold on. I'm still holding on. Listen. I don't want to call you the B-word because you're homosexual. So this is what we're going to do. I just told your goofy ass, lock in with the fuck you want to race, give me a date, a time, and be there. All the rest of that dumbass shit you keep saying, go suck that dick.
I keep holding on.
I'm trying to run, y'all.
Holding on.
Shit simple as fuck. You make shit dumb because you a dumbass. Lock in, tell me what to meet y'all at, and let's get it out with.
Man, the man just called you Fred Flintstone, man. Man just called you Fred Flintstone, man. You Fred Flintstone, man. You goddamn stopping with your feet. You ain't got no motherfucking parachute. You got your heels on your feet. Bitch, you ain't got no mold in your car.
Eddie, you fucking your
got
show
no,
up.
You ain't got no motherfucking mold in your car. They say you ain't got no motor in your car.
Damn, we ain't got no money. And no motor, then you just win some free money.
say it again to him, Eddie.
Hell no. As he said, lock in tomorrow, goddammit, or lock in tonight on the street, motherfucker, you couldn't make it. You couldn't make the call. You couldn't make the call.
I wouldn't run on the street at gunpoint.
I did. Punk motherfucker.
I know y'all
are fucking
alcoholics.
Stop talking that punk ass shit. Stop talking that punk ass shit.
Listen,
nigga.
Listen, man.
You playing. You
just told your stupid ass
off.
Bitch.
You Barney Rubble ass
bitch.
Lock
in, I'll run y'all tomorrow, man.
You Barney Rubble, motherfucker. You Barney Rubble, motherfucker. You got to stop with your feet. You ain't got no motherfucker mold in your car, punk. I know you ain't got no motherfucker mold in your car. Fuck wrong with you? Now, why I was talking about you, and I wasn't talking about you, nigga. You get you a motherfucker motor in your car, and
right
then you can start talking that shit, huh? How you doing, Mr. Gallo?
I just told your bitch I had to do. Lock in right now.
Man, yo, man, you sitting up here talking about next week, the next,
what tomorrow,
grad
man.
Race is, and this and
nah,
that. We ready
tomorrow,
to go
baby.
Now. We ready to go now. What you ready to do? Preacher boy, what you ready to do, preacher boy?
Friends, I mean, we all look at them.
Fuck out of here, boy. Beat your motherfucking ass, boy. You didn't got no fucking motor in your car.
Ooh. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
I know he ain't got no motherfucking motor in his car.
Hey,
why
baby.
You sitting around here
hey,
talking
baby.
That shit? I'm
hey,
gonna leave it alone. Go ahead, Uncle
Mudbone. He said, "Lock in tomorrow."
Ain't nobody locked. We want to run him tonight on the street. Fuck it.
Okay.
For 10,000.
He said he ain't
running
on the street.
For 10,000. Hell yeah, we gonna run him for a dime tonight on New Doty, 130th. We don't give a fuck.
He said he won't run the track. He ain't running on the
street.
Sure,
don't. No move. You did. Stop or not.
We don't want to run him tomorrow. He might look different tomorrow. We don't give a fuck.
Oh, shit.
Why you sitting around here running off with the god doggone mouth like he's somebody? Preacher boy ain't shit. Preacher boy ain't never been shit.
Damn.
So pull his motherfucking
okay.
ass out. Punk.
Did y'all hear him choke on that dick when he finished talking?
Oh yeah. It's here too. It's on the trailer too. It ain't in his clothes, motherfucker. It's on the trailer. Pussy motherfucker. Why you talking that shit?
Show him the motor. Mm-hmm.
It's on the regular open closed trailer, motherfucker. Why you talking that shit, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kenny.
Sitting on the trailer, waiting for a preacher to move. On the motor.
Kenny, what the
hell? On the motor.
On the motor. Goddamn, you don't need that goddamn line. We shouldn't have asked around this motherfucker. Goddamn. I did miss you.
Oh man!
There goes baby, and I in the groove.
Hell yeah! I miss my motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Can't
there
be long, baby. Can't be long gone for me.
Church on the move.
Shit!
How about that, go?
Hey boy, church is a bad mother sucking mouth.
Wow, these boys don't want to race, man. These boys want something dead in they favor, and then when a motherfucker say anything that no, you can't do that. No, you can do this, and no, just like Skin trying to run the dumbass boy Keel back, the dumbass boy Keel gonna sit up here and say no. The man fixed his car, goddamn it, less than 11 days or 12 days or whatever the fuck he fixed the car. He say, man, run over here. I don't want to run over there. He gonna sit up here and say, no, I'm out of town now. I got my feet in the sand. Get your bitch ass out of here, man. Pump face.
Man, what the fuck
you
is you?
Beat that boy out that money, man. Boy, I don't need to break. I'm telling the motherfuckers, I should lose the truth, man. These motherfuckers are sitting around here, be on these phones, be talking this shit. Deucey said he want a kind of break from the Nova. He got it. He got it. Deucey ain't going to race. Deucey be on the phone all motherfucking day. Deucey ain't going to do no racing. There's a whole lot of motherfuckers just be listening in. Stop talking that shit you ain't going to gamble. If you ain't going to gamble, shut the fuck up and let the people that gamble, gamble. I'm going on mute. I'm going in the bushes.
Shut your stupid ass up, nigga. Shut your stupid ass up.
Oh, oh.
I'm finna go.
Shut your dumb ass up, nigga.
Y'all finna get by it.
Oh, man. What the fuck wrong with that, man?
I thought you was having a family show.
Man, these motherfuckers on here, they finna go crazy.
Motherfucker talking about he a gambler. Motherfucker, you don't gamble nobody, nigga.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh, shit.
Hey, that man said
dirty. I'm gone on mute.
That ain't no damn nothing.
I thought that was nothing.
your bad haircut giving no tape line giving motherfucker.
That's nutty.
That ain't no damn nutty, man. Stop hollering at me.
Ain't no motherfucking nutty. You don't even know people's voice. You dumb bitch.
Who is it?
Damn motherfucker. Hey, man, put them nuts in your mouth.
Nigga, you drunk as your clippers, nigga.
Y'all ain't gonna do him like that now.
I thought you sound like nutty. You sound like
nutty. Quit hollering our names, motherfucker, unless you know who it is, punk.
Well, I didn't know, Shawty.
They were racing tonight. Why you wasn't out there? They were racing tonight in Mexico. Why you wasn't out there?
Couldn't afford to leave the alley, man.
Because I just got off work, and we were just sitting back here having a few beers and just chicken.
That bitch ain't got no job.
Chicken got his ass pulled out.
Yeah, I heard, what's it called, to pull his ass out.
Yeah.
I just heard that. Motherfucker called the phone. Old Boogie
done raised more than Rob and the Kill put together this year. Ain't that something?
Ballhead, what's up, nigga? What's up, Ballhead?
What's up,
Molly
Ball?
What up, nigga?
What up, Mom? What's happening?
What's up, baby?
My motherfucking nigga.
I ain't want to say your name, you know, because niggas, you know, saying false names and shit. You know what I mean?
Niggas be on here saying people.
Hey, they don't like me anyway, Shawty. So fuck them. They don't like me anyway.
Oh, man.
These motherfuckers work for the first 48, man. You got to watch them.
Hey, Mo, my bad, bro. My bad.
You niggas say your whole government name. Man, that was good. That was Johnson.
Oh, that was
Luke Skywalker.
Hey, what's
a lot of names on this motherfucker, man.
Yeah, they do. Niggas will tell
something.
This
motherfucker, first 48-hour niggas, man. These niggas are first 48-hour niggas. Man, you
laughing. Ain't no first 48-hour.
They're going to tell in the first 24 minutes.
48 seconds, man.
Oh,
man.
Hey, Ma.
God damn.
Hey, Ma, I know you hear me.
Hey, he ain't knowing you. He got good sense.
I wanted to ask him, what did he feel like when goddamn Tony Bass turned that motherfucker light on? And then he said some shit on
Facebook. It's midnight.
He turned the light on, and
Mo
said,
Tutu with the win again.
Yep,
Tutu
them
won.
Lord have mercy.
Yep, sure did.
Man, he raced again already?
Yeah, Tutu with the win.
Brother Spell,
Who he whooped now? Who he just whooped this time? They had a shootout. 4-8-4.
Damn, somebody else won. What, did Zay live around? Did Zay get whooped or what did he got? Did Aunt Bernie them that dumb is fuck him up? What happened?
Going on you. Did you got enough room in your ass, boy? Ain't you being fucked enough? Shut the fuck up.
Hey, ho, man. Hey, ho, ho. Hey, blood. What's wrong with you, man?
I ain't got enough room.
That motherfucking dick
cutting.
Daddy got that
and
opening up. Daddy,
fuck, man.
Fucking dick.
My booty hole.
All
tight.
I got to do
is
shut the fuck up.
Hey, man,
come on,
I got to go,
man.
Y'all.
Damn,
y'all
man.
Talk about booty hole and
hang
shit, man.
This shit up.
I got to go.
Hang this shit up.
I'm telling you, man.
Hang this shit up, man. Hang this shit up, man.
Hey,
hey, man.
You can't be on here talking about no booty hole. This is extended version of booty holes and all that shit. Fuck that.
Listen to me, man. He's bagging on the phone,
oh,
always talking. All he got to do is look at his phone and shut the fuck up. He's an alcoholic and always going to be an alcoholic. Hey,
y'all in
real
form tonight.
Next time you come over and try to get anything to drink or anything, if you goddamn it need a new leg or some shit like that, we can cut the motherfucking leg off. Bitch, we ain't going to give you shit.
We? Who is we, motherfucker? I take what I want, motherfucker. Act like I can't come on and get something.
What's wrong with you? What gets you a real man here, bitch, that function right?
I got one. I got the one that I can put right in your ass, right now.
That motherfucker.
I bet I can run over that stump. Shit, I do with this phony leg. You gonna take a
ring? I bet you a motherfucker. I bet you lying on whoever got them that you love.
I bet you
a motherfucking lie. I bet you'll be a dead motherfucker
about
this week.
Time,
motherfucker.
Hey,
what the fuck? Hey, there you go right there. Motherfucker, I'm right here. I go flick a flick.